Alhamdulillah, we will commence today the chapter on good counsel. The word nasiha is a very common word. We always ask somebody for nasiha. Nasiha is translated in English into good counsel, advice, well-wishing. The actual meaning of nasiha in Arabic is derived from nasahtul asal. When a person extracts honey, then he will make sure that the pure honey that is extracted and the residue, what is not required, that is left out. So all the impurities are removed and only that which is the pure honey that is extracted. In a similar way, when a person advises his Muslim brother, then he will make sure that he advises him correctly and he purifies him or he prevents him from any evil practices. And therefore the word advice also is not a very appropriate or the best meaning. Rather, we will say it's not the best meaning for nasiha. A person can advise another brother or a sister, yet the advice could not be a sound and correct advice. If somebody comes and he asks me, he asks a person, I would like to purchase this factory. You think it's a good proposition? Should I buy it? Should I purchase it? So the person may advise him, but he may not advise him correctly. He may say, yes, it's a very good proposition, I think you should go for it. Why? Because he may have some ulterior motive. His other friend wants to get rid of the factory, he can't find a buyer. This poor innocent person comes and he says, you think I should buy it? And he advises him incorrectly by saying, yes, you should purchase it. Or a person goes for a proposal somewhere, and he asks, should I marry that girl? What do you think of that family? Because he knows somebody else may be interested in the girl, he puts him off and he advises him incorrectly. Therefore, the better word will be good counseling, well-wishing. You wish the best for your Muslim brother. Iradatu jami' al-khayri lil-mansuhi lahu. Ulama have said, what is nasiha? A person intends all good for the person who is seeking advice. In other words, regardless whether it may be to your disadvantage also. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Ali had, some family had some land, and some people came to purchase it. They asked him advice, and he advised them accordingly, even though it may have been some disadvantage for him. So, another word in English is altruism, where a person wishes all well for the person who is seeking advice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Verily, believers are brothers. A brother wishes the best for his Muslim brother and sister. And therefore, Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has commenced this chapter with this particular verse. One is, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. We generally talk about this verse to show unity. So what will bring up this unity is when a Muslim brother is wishing well for his Muslim brother. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِخْبَارًا عَنْ نُوحٍ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَأَنْصَحُ لَكُمْ. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam tells his people, I am wishing well for you. He was calling them towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, I've got no ulterior motives. I'm not asking you for any of your dunya. I'm preaching to you the haqq, the truth. That will save you in the akhirat from jahannam. It will take you to jannat. So I'm wishing well for you. I'm giving you good counsel. I'm giving you good advice. I'm being sincere in my advice. The word sincerity is also sometimes translated for nasiha. Because we said, the pure honey, that which is clean, purified. In other words, your intention is pure and sincere. وَعَنْ هُودٍ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاصِحٌ أَمِينٌ. And I am a trustworthy advisor to you. So you find every Nabi, or the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, when they preached the message of Islam and Iman to the people, they would use these words, أَنَا لَكُمْ نَاصِحٌ أَمِينٌ. I am a good counselor to you. I am wishing you well. I am not wishing you any, I don't have any bad intentions for you. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فالأول عن أبي رقية تميم بن أوس الداري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدين النصيحة قلنا لمن قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم رواه مسلم. هذا تميم بن أوس الداري رضي الله عنه, a very great صحابي of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some other occasion will explain the virtues and the lofty position of this sahabi. Nonetheless, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ad-deenu al-nasiha, two words. Ad-deen, Islam, Iman, our religion, is an-nasiha, means it advocates wishing well for Muslim brothers and sisters. It is altruism, it is sincerity, it is good counseling, good advice. So Sahaba asked, liman, for who is deen a good counseling? Rasulullah replied, lillahi, for Allah, wali kitabihi, for his book, wali rasulihi, for his messenger, wali a'immatil muslimin, for the leaders of the believers, wa ammatihim, and the general masses. Now to understand, good counseling in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah does not require any good counseling from our side, Allah does not require any advice. What is meant in this particular hadith, ulama have explained, that a person believes firstly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person believes, he has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got no partners whatsoever. Allah has no parents, Allah has no wife, Allah has no children. And he believes in all the names and qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the perfect qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Sami', Allah is Basir, Allah is all watching, Allah is all hearing, Allah has got knowledge of every single thing, Allah is most powerful. So he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got no partnership, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any shortcomings, any deficiencies, any blemishes. You and I have naqais in us, we have shortcomings. Allah is pak. When you say Allah pak, what does it mean? It means Allah is pak, Allah is pure from any impurity, from any blemishes, from any shortcomings, any deficiencies. You and I have sicknesses, Allah is free from sicknesses. We have shortcomings, Allah is free from shortcomings. Allah is most powerful. Allah is absolute. Allah is most pure. So we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we obey Allah Rabbul Izzat. We have the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's injunctions. Allah's command we give preference to over any other thing. And then we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is nasiha in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wali rasulihi, believing in the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love for Rasulullah should be more than any other creation, more than ourselves, more than the love we have for our parents, for our wives, our children. And then obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following, making the ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bringing in our life the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is good counseling in relation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wali kitabi, and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an Majid, believing in the Qur'an is complete. Every single word of the Qur'an is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should read the Qur'an Sharif. Daily we should recite the Qur'an. We should love and respect the Qur'an Majid and follow the Qur'an Majid. Wali a'immati al-muslimin, and obeying the leaders of the Muslims in all those matters which does not bring about the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the leaders of the Muslims give us any command, we should obey the command as long as that command does not contradict the Sharia. So we should respect them. If the people are going to respect the leaders and obey the leaders, then you won't find anarchy and chaos. But the moment they're going to rebel against the leaders for no dini and shari'i reason, then there'll be chaos, there'll be disunity, there'll be problems. It'll be easy for the enemy to attack them. So therefore Sharia tells us to have good counsel for the leaders of the Muslims, and wa ammatihim, and for the general masses, to love your Muslim brother, to assist him. If he is in problems, if he is in financial difficulties, you assist him. If he is feeling low, he's feeling depressed, you lift up his spirits. You do not make his ghibah, you don't backbite, you don't slander him, you don't harm him physically, you don't harm his properties, you don't harm him mentally and psychologically. A Muslim is a brother of a Muslim brother. And therefore there are so many ahadith where Rasulullah ﷺ explained, don't have jealousy for your Muslim brother. Don't have bughz and adawat, enmity for your Muslim brother. This is what this nasiha actually means, to wish well for your Muslim brother. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue the other ahadith in this chapter. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.